You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm starting our podcast right now. Why are you putting the coffee in the microwave? There's fresh coffee. But there's fresh coffee.
I know, but I just... Like,
why would you reheat coffee in the microwave when there's fresh? And you know what I mean? Because that's just going to go to waste. I took some more. Anyhow, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. This is the podcast, not the radio show. Two different separate entities. And we do this... Yeah, there is overlap, but we do this out of our studio at home. We're doing this in our home our studio at home. Real quick, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'll be at Laugh Boston in Boston, Mass. Laugh Boston, if you're in town this weekend, stop by. And next Saturday, the 12th, I'll be at the Garden State Comedy Club, Garden State Comedy Club in Flemington. That'll be dandy because that's 20-something minutes from my house. And I won't have to drive far to do the Garden State Comedy Club next
Garden
Saturday.
State Comedy Club.
And we also...
Garden State Comedy Club.
Bonnie has governors coming up. And in October, we have...
Wait, you didn't tell the date of my governors.
When is the date? I don't know your date.
18th, 19th, or 17th, 18th, or 19th, 20th. 18th, what? 19th, I think.
Something in September. And in October, we're doing the Red Clay Comedy Festival in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
The Red Clay Comedy Festival in Atlanta in October. And Friday night, we'll be doing a live podcast there. We're not sure what comic we're going to use. And Saturday, we're doing the late nasty.
Where's the Red Clay?
In Atlanta.
Oh.
And then Saturday night, we do the late show, the nasty show. Talk for a second. I got to go blow my nose.
I got a lot of shows this month, so watch my Twitter, at Bonnie McFarlane.
You know, a lot of podcasts start off with reads and make money from their podcasts. You know, they have...
I thought we had a read.
We don't have... Yeah, we had a read. We had many reads, or maybe about 10.
What happened?
You said stuff to piss them off, you know. You can't throw Nazi and AIDS and...
They were funny. I probably did more for their ads than people just reading them.
Well, they don't get that. They don't get that. They're not... They're corporate. Corporate people don't get it. They don't get it. So, we just got back
that
from...
one company got mad.
Got totally mad.
I wish I could read the email they sent. Because I made reference, it was like for flowers, and I made reference.
Oh, you just said the company, you can't say
to the copy that
they wrote?
Yeah, they wrote, she may say no. So I made a little rape reference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, rape's not good when you're selling for corporate.
But why would they write that in their own copy?
They didn't write rape, you threw rape in.
No, but they were like, she may say no, but she means yes. Well, don't put that in your copy.
Well,
for flowers?
Well, don't say the name of the company. Just the professionals.
They're professionals.
And we don't want to get our host in trouble. Riotcast.
I know.
But you know what? We should make some complaints. We're not getting any goddamn reads. What
if you
the
have
fuck?
A company, we'll do the read.
Yes.
The way that we want to do it.
But we'll make it look.
Do you have the balls to let us advertise?
Dollar Shave Club had no problem with us. Adam and Eve had no problem
with
us.
Why we're having a Dollar Shave Club?
They're so big now they don't need us.
Oh.
They're big. They still send me razors, but I could go for some reeds. Dollar Shave Club, let's get it together.
Come on. Come on, Dollar Shave Club.
Adam and Eve, I mean, come on. There's new porno people all the time.
New porno people. What does that mean? Like
that want to get porno stuff.
Oh,
that want to get.
You know,
lingerie.
I realized the other day, no one says porno anymore.
I
it's
do.
It's just porn. Like porno is.
That's what I say. Porno.
Like pre-98, and
no.
then porn 98.
Porn is so much more. Like low budget, and you think, oh, she does porn.
That nobody means- says she does porno. What business are you in? Porno? No one says it. Yeah. I don't even know. I was thinking, how did porno even get started? Because it's obviously short for pornography. But any normal person would just say porn. They wouldn't go
oh,
porno.
No, they would go po.
Po. I think we should keep shortening it. Started with pornography, then porno, porn.
We should get some porno going
poor.
On. We should get some
you
porno
some
going
poor?
On this podcast. Like the old school.
What do you mean?
Maybe or a little oral on this podcast or a little maybe bent over the
this
table.
This podcast is oral. That's all it is.
You know what I'm saying?
One big oral.
You know, just to beef up. You owe me from last night. I wasted half a blue pill.
Excuse me. Our daughter couldn't get to sleep.
You know, when
she fell asleep, and then she woke up, and she couldn't get back to sleep. And so, what you know?
Well,
I was ready.
We started a new show on Netflix, Narco. It seems like everybody's raving about this. Did you like? The
you
first
always say everybody's raving about it. It's like I don't know where you're getting your information.
Well, I'm getting my everybody's.
Who's
on.
Get you go? Oh, everyone on Twitter says to watch this or to do this. It's like everyone on Twitter is, that's the same as everyone that's, you know, 2.5 Men is a popular sitcom.
No, my friend Roy from North Carolina told me to watch it. He knows how to pick a show. I mean, like two other people. So.
I'm just saying it's like. There's a lot of shows on there that aren't good.
Did
and
you
those
like?
Those are regular. Those are people that are saying like, "Hey, this is good. I'm going to watch this." And then those are the same general public that's telling you
to watch what?
Whatever shows you're always
to watch
like,
Sabrina,
you're
constantly, yeah,
witch. You're constantly like, "I heard Sabrina the Teenage Witch is a fabulous show. We should watch it."
What was I going to say? Did you
they're
like?
They're all hits. Every single show on TV. I don't know if you know. It's like. They're all hits.
No, they're not.
They're all. Every ad for every show is like.
They're all dancing. We know that.
Hits. They always is like. You know, I can't remember the wording, but it's always like a hit new show.
Did you like the first episode? Did
and
it look
it's
like
canceled
it's gonna,
after two episodes?
Did it look like it's going to be a good series after the first episode?
I enjoyed it. It was almost like a. Like a documentary, a recreation,
of Pablo
Escobar. A docudrama or something.
Well, I heard it's great. That's
yeah,
I
know you heard because you keep telling me. I don't know where you hear it from. It's not like I read a review or you don't have like a particular reviewer that you like or.
I forgot what I was going to say to you. Well, before we move on, let's thank. We throw out a couple thank yous to L.A. I'd like to thank.
I don't have a guy's name on my. But I want to thank one of our listeners for giving us some tickets.
Oh, yeah. Want me to find his name?
Why? No, I don't think we should say his name.
And I'd like to thank our therapist, Jenny, for helping us with our marriage in, while we're on vacation in LA.
How'd she do that?
She took me to play golf. And that puts me
can
in
you please a, take out your gum? It's like the juice in your
it's
mouth.
Out.
I it's like, why do I have to be such an asshole all the time? It's because...
It's your nature.
No, you're constantly...
Your hair looks sexy like that.
Thank
you. You should wear it like that all the time. You look like the cartoon hot chick
what,
from...
just get out of bed?
You look like the hot chick from Roger Rabbit.
I don't know.
Remember? You don't remember the hot chick in Roger Rabbit?
The singer? Cartoon?
Yeah.
No,
So we'd like to thank Jenny, also her friend Jill. I got to play Bel Air.
It's Joan.
No, that's her friend. That's
oh.
her partner. No, Jill, who took me Sunday to Riviera.
Oh God!
What? Oh God, for thanking people?
No, I just mean like you and your
what?
You're like deep into like.
thanking people.
Power lesbian world. How did you become some kind of weird lesbian icon?
They love me. I'm a big hit. Once I cross over to the gay,
I think because they're like, so thankful that they're like, this is why we're lesbians. Like you're a reminder to them.
No, because I'm in touch.
Like, look at how horrible it could have been.
No, I'm in touch with
thank God.
I'm in touch with my feminine side.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. And the thing is, once I hit my gay and lesbian audience, which I will.
Well, gay guys don't like you.
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, they love me.
Men love... I hate men always say this, like, oh, gay guys love me. They always say that. It's like, first of all, that's so arrogant.
No, because I've done gay clubs. I've done gay clubs, and
yeah,
I've done
gay guys isn't like everyone. They're nice. Well, they're good audiences.
Well, but you just say gay guys don't like me, and I've done gay clubs where I've done very well.
I'm just saying you're not putting it in the right context, because... You got to put it in perspective of like how much more they actually, when they do love someone, it's pretty awesome.
Well, it's because
you're no Margaret Cho. You know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you. Thank goodness. Okay. And nothing against her, but we're our own people. We're our separate entities. That's the name of this podcast. Entity.
Separate entities today.
So
I don't know what you were doing. Was it last night? Every time I walked by the computer, you were like, how do you spell management? How do you spell disappointment?
That's this morning.
Oh,
that was this morning. You can't remember an hour ago?
No, I didn't know when it was.
I was writing an email.
I know, but it's like every word. And also, I was like, are you leaving your manager? Like what?
No. I was talking to a club booker.
How do you spell anal?
I was talking to a club booker.
Just
and I was
barely
saying,
understand what's going on.
I said to a club booker, I could have my
How do you spell coffee enema? Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's all right, go ahead. You done?
No, I just was kept making it.
You done?
I guess.
I was sending this to a booker, and I said, I could have my management do this, but I'm better at selling myself than they are.
But what was the word disappointment used?
I said, put me in this one place. You won't be disappointed because I'll sell tickets at this place.
Okay. See, I got a completely different...
Yeah, because you're nosy.
You can't ask someone to spell like 18 words for you and then be like, mind your business.
No, I said two words. God, we had fun at the improv on a Saturday night. We did a show at the improv in L.A. Brian Dunkelman hosted, my pal Brian. Then Wayne Fetterman went on. I didn't know Wayne was a piano player.
You didn't?
No, I haven't seen
you
the guy.
You didn't? Oh my God, you didn't?
He was like a variety.
He's a funny guy. And he's been around for a long time. He told me he's coming out with a new CD.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's had other ones?
I don't know. It's Wayne Fetterman through the ages, so it's like recordings of him from when he first started all the way to now.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
My fifth CD, my fifth one, is going to be Hands Down.
We'll just call it that.
Depends.
Hands Down. And then have it be like a picture of, you know, when they put their hands in the cement. What's that?
Imprint?
Yeah, but what is it called?
Your
Hollywood Walk of...
Yeah.
Fame.
Yeah.
But then you just have these two teeny tiny handprints in there. And then it says Rich Voss. Hands down.
It's going to be fucking great. Already have three killer bits.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name went on?
But your special hasn't come out yet. You're already working. You're just, it's
I'm
like,
gonna
wow.
I'm going to work on my fifth CD. What?
You're good. You make fun of other comedians for coming out with a lot of stuff, but you burp and that special comes out.
No, but my last CD, even though it just came out, is over a year old. You know, I taped it.
Are you getting a lot of positive response from that?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am. Getting positive response.
Good. You feel good
from
about
141
it.
IQ. I feel great. You know, when you put out a product that people like.
Have you heard it on the Sirius?
I heard some of it when I played the whole thing, but I haven't heard any clips yet. You know, and so then Wayne Federman went on, and then what's his name? What's the director went on?
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow.
Then I had to follow Judd Apatow.
And then Bonnie, then I closed it out. And it was great having all those people open for me because they, you know what they do?
All those people.
You know what it is?
All those people. One of them is sitting right in front of you, douchebag.
Okay.
How do you spell douche?
I bet you don't know how to spell douchebag. Go ahead.
D-O-U-C-H-E-B-A-G.
There's an E? Because I always didn't know how to spell it. And I've always wanted to spell it on Twitter. And you can't spell douchebag incorrectly because then you become.
You got to watch on Twitter when you're getting mad at people. You do the wrong your and your, and it's irritating.
No, I don't. Your is Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. You well, are.
What? You just said your is. Like, that's the whole point, is there's different ways to spell your.
Y-O-U apostrophe.
It depends which one you're using.
Or your is Y-O-U-R. You're a nice person is Y-O-U-R.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it is you are. It's your...
don't. 141 IQ. No, you're no, not. Yes. You can't.
Your car is nice would be Y-O-U-R.
Very good.
Okay. Yes. You're
all you nice have to do person. Is look at it and say, could you say you are in here?
Yes.
If you could say you are,
yeah, that's
you do the apostrophe.
The apostrophe. One. Everybody knows the apostrophe.
It belongs to you.
Yes.
For the other person.
Yes.
Y-O-U-R.
Yeah. Apostrophe. No apostrophe. Mm-hmm. That's why the English language is the hardest.
Now let's
say.
Do there, there, and there.
Okay. What? He's over there, T-H-E-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
They're a nice couple, T-H-E-I-R.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
No, you did it wrong. They are a nice couple, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Or
if it belongs to someone, they're T-H-E-I-R.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Their car. Just like your car.
Yeah, it's their car.
T-H-E-I-R. No apostrophe.
Come on, let's keep it coming. Let's keep it coming. Let's get this quiz going, baby.
You got
you
it
got
wrong.
In? No, I didn't get it. It's
you got early. Two wrong. And then you're acting wrong. Like you know what you're doing.
I didn't get two wrong. I got
you
them
did.
All right so far.
No, you
let's
didn't.
Go. Let's go. Don't be fucking...
2-2-2. Let's do it.
Okay. There's two of us. T-W-O.
Okay.
Okay. You too, T.
Wait, well, you too.
You
it's the same. You too. No.
Okay.
You too over there is
T W O.
Still again, yeah.
I also like her too, T O. Okay.
No, that's, oh. That is wrong.
No, T O O.
Stop.
I
how
also.
How did you pass this?
I also
what
like.
It, what was it like? Like, did you have to just identify a color? I mean...
I also like her, too, T-O.
First of all, you wouldn't say, I also like her, too. That's
I also
redundant.
Like her. I know.
I like her, too.
So do I. I also do. Keep it coming.
But how do you spell that, too?
T-O-O.
Yeah, too. Because also, there's another O. That's how you remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. I'm so far into killing
going
this.
To the store.
Yeah.
No, you please spell
T-O.
It.
T-O.
Okay, there you go.
Okay,
got
let's
it.
Go. Batting 1,000.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I
you're,
am.
You're batting 8.
I'm batting 8?
I don't know how to do that. But.
Any more?
I don't know. There's lots.
Uh-huh. You want to do some verbs?
You don't even know what a verb is.
An action word.
Whoa, somebody made it through 9th grade.
Okay. So then I went up and closed the show and just fucking killed it. You know, when you have opening...
You could say, and look, you don't have to, obviously.
Well, Bonnie had a good set.
Thank you. You could say that I actually did very, very well.
You could throw that in, say, I also killed...
No, because well, that's not how... you're just so focused on yourself. By the way, we were doing the radio show. Joe Matarese immediately picked up on the fact that you always like bounce everything right back
but
to you.
He's
and
I've
said it many times, and you don't believe me. Somebody just sat with you for 5 minutes.
No, because he's as sick as I am, and he was saying something.
Well,
and,
he could see
and
himself.
I'm trying, I was trying to make him feel good and relate. It's not only you that's going through what you're going through. That's all. I was just trying to help him. So that's all. I'm just trying to help. And the
you
only
always
way,
got an yes. excuse, huh?
No, I don't have an excuse.
Excuse.
But when somebody
E-X-C-U-S-E.
When somebody is going through something and then you've gone through it, you have to bring it back to you to relate to them to say, hey, it's okay. You'll get through this. Okay? So he turned my positive into a negative. So I'm not helping him anymore. How about that? That's all. You know, that's the only way, you know, if you help out of experience, you have to bring it back to you. Oh, my goodness. Taking a sip of my coffee after that little rant, folks. After that, you know, I can't believe we didn't do any podcasts in L.A. when we were there.
I did.
You did a radio show.
It's a podcast and also a radio show.
Yeah, for your book.
L.A. Book Review.
What, were guy and a gal?
Yes.
Were they good? It was good, I heard, huh? That's what I heard.
Lori and Seth. Yes.
When does it air?
It was very interesting. They read the book.
Both of them together?
I wonder if Seth did, actually. I think, I mean, I know Lori did for sure. She was, like, really kind about it, said it was very good. She reads a lot of books. So she asked me, like, specific questions about the book. Nobody's, like, literally two people have read it, maybe three. So it was weird having people ask me actual questions about it.
I can't wait till it comes out on Book on Tape.
I'm doing the...
I know.
The audio version of it.
I can't wait.
You don't have to do your own thing.
You could actually.
They would pay somebody else to do it. But why? I want to get the money.
You would sit and read that whole book? How long does that take?
Is it between 20 and 25 hours.
Who's going to listen to 25 hours of a tape?
No, it doesn't take that silly. That's how long it takes to record.
Yeah.
You probably have to go over stuff a lot. You make mistakes, you go back.
How long will it be on a tape, a whole book?
I don't know. 4 hours? I don't know. I've never listened to a book on tape, so I have no idea.
I have. I just don't remember how long it took. I should almost start doing more books on tape in my car. I wonder if you could do that, download them.
Of course you can, from audible.com.
And listen.
Yes.
In your car. How would I listen in my car?
Put your headphones on.
No, I could send it through my fucking...
Okay, yeah. There you go. You've already just answered your own question.
I could send my phone through my car. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Can you do that in your car?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we
I don't know why I can't. My car's not that old.
I know, and you have a Beamer.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I guess your BMW is not... Like, my Mercedes is, like, a different... I don't know.
Are you trying to, like, one-up me on our cars?
No.
You've got problems. You I know I'm going to say you're empty inside, but... Yo, that was my second CD.
No, that wasn't. That was my third.
Okay. Stop. Literal. Literal Larry.
I can't wait till the fifth one comes out. Once I get... Four more killer bits like the three I have. I'm working on a third.
I you know, it's fine. You have a different level.
Of what? I'm not comparing myself to you.
I'm just saying I haven't done one because I have a higher standard for my bits.
I listened to you on Comedy Central on radio last night when I was driving home.
What, from where?
I guess when you taped in D.C.
Oh, God, from 8 years ago?
I take Spanish from 7 to 9 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I always jog naked at night. I jog naked at night.
Please stop.
Wait, what were some of the other bits?
Stop.
In case there's any rapists out there, they already think I'm being chased.
Stop. Well, those are not terrible jokes.
I didn't say they were. They were good.
But still, it's embarrassing that they're 8 years old.
Hold on. What other one? I live between a power lesbian and something else. My neighbors. Oh, my neighbors have sex 7 times a day.
Oh, please don't. Please. I know.
I can't handle it. I only like to masturbate 3 times.
Stop it. Can you stop? You got to stop blowing your nose right into the mic. It's got to be awful.
I didn't blow my nose into the mic.
Yeah, you did.
We should call into OP Radio right now. See what's going on with them.
That would be crazy. Really nuts, Rich. Really nuts.
I haven't talked to them in a while. I haven't been in there in a while.
Did you just bring up LA so you could be like, I killed it at the improv?
No, I was just saying how much fun we had. Bonnie went to Disneyland. I was going to go, but they told me not to come. My family told me not to come. They thought I'd complain.
You would have. You would not have been able to handle it. It's so much walking.
I could walk.
No, you would have been.
I play golf.
I know you. And also, from just our experience at the local Hillsboro Fair here, no. There's no way you would have been. My friend and I went. And she had her kids. I had my kid. And it was fine. It worked out. If you had been there, it would have been like, well, you would have been trying to control, like, where we went, how we went, when we ate, when we did this, when we did that.
I would have bagged a lunch.
You would have already.
I would have bagged a lunch.
The minute we got there, you would have decided what time we were leaving. I mean, it's.
No, I would have stayed all night to the fireworks. How come you didn't stay for the fireworks?
Because her kids had to go to school the next day because they'd started school already.
No. Oh, really? On Monday?
Did you just say no, like, without any... What? Do you... Stop blowing it into the microphone.
I'm not.
You are. What? You're backing up so that your nose is, like, right here.
No, anywhere I go would be in front of the mic.
I would move right away. I'd move this right over, like this. Oh, God. Do you want to just cut it, like...
Okay. Where does all the saliva and
Stop,
mucus come from?
Stop, you're grossing me out.
Oh, I should take some Mucinex.
And I had... We bought some wine on vacation.
A lot.
Two bottles of wine.
Three bottles.
No, it wasn't. It was two. And then I had, like, maybe one glass, you know... Before we went out, you're like, you're drinking so much wine.
I did not.
Yeah, you
no,
did. You
no.
All you did, yes. You practically had an intervention because I had a glass of wine every second day on vacation.
Don't say you had it every second day.
Yeah, I did.
And how about you guys flew through that beer, you and your pal. You drank a whole six pack.
That was crazy. Three beers each. We were like really out of control.
And then Raina called me and said, you left her alone.
We told her to do that as a joke.
Yeah, well, I was very upset.
Because where did you go?
Where was I when she called?
You tell me.
Oh, it's a driving range.
No.
Yeah.
It was at night, Rich.
Yeah, I went to the driving range, me and Dunkelman, and then I went to the improv.
Oh, I didn't know you went to the driving range at night.
Yeah, I told you I'm at the driving range.
Maybe you need an intervention.
Why, where do you think I went?
To the improv and to the store.
I did after. I went and met Brian. We hit a couple balls because I was playing Bel Air the next day, so I wanted to prepare.
And is then, he your best friend?
No, he's my friend in L.A. I have a lot of friends. We went over to Gullup's house, and you visited a couple of your friends. And
really exciting.
A lot of people stood us up. I'm upset Rogan's podcast didn't get back to us.
Maybe it's me.
Oh, no. I mean, maybe because I already did it twice. They want to take a little break. You know, I don't know how many times people do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what they're, you know, maybe every 6 months or I don't know. So I just figured I was in town. And you were in town, they would both have us on. But maybe they were off anyhow. Hmm. You know what I mean? Or maybe... Nah, they gotta like me because I did well the last times I was there. Who knows? Who knows what goes on in the heads of podcasters? You know what I mean?
You know everything that goes on in the heads of fucking podcasters because that's what they do. They just babble their thoughts into a microphone and then... that's, you just know everything that's going in the heads of a going on in the heads of a podcaster. That's the nature of podcasting.
No, because when you do listen to Rogan or Maron or stuff, they're doing interviews.
They're doing interviews.
They do interviews. But they don't fucking ramble like us and talk fucking gibberish. You know, because we really never have a point. We don't make a point that much. So let's, as of now, start making points. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a point of view on something? What's your point of view on the lady in Kentucky that won't give gay marriage licenses?
She should get fired. I don't even know why that's an issue.
Why did it last this long? Why did they let her go this long?
I don't know. That's weird.
Why, after the first day?
They should have just fired her. Hey, you're not going to do what the law says? Fire.
Who the fuck is she? She doesn't own the county.
I mean, religion is so dumb sometimes.
But how
really
do county
is.
Clerks think they have power? I would have reached over the counter and fucking knocked her out.
And I was also thinking about this the other day. Like, why do you have to make a decision? Like, why do you have to be atheist or religious? Why do you have to make a decision?
You know, it's none of your business. Some days you can be
some days you don't.
Yeah.
You question it sometimes you don't.
You only believe in God when you're
when I lose something.
Or you want something.
No, if like I lost something, I'll be like, God, where's my wallet?
Okay. So what's your opinion on Farrakhan saying to black people, I need 10,000 black people to go out and kill white people?
Well, I think it's fantastic. What do you mean? Why would I think that's good?
Do you think there's
why would he do that?
Because he's Farrakhan, and
I know, but it's such a like. I mean, even if you're like angry and disenfranchised, you're just like the idea that you're just killing people just because. I mean, it's
There's people that listen to that kind of stuff. There's white people that listen.
Well,
to
he knows that. That's why he said it.
There's white people that listen to hate groups. There's
fucking
every, you know.
I believe in hate without killing. That's what I believe in.
You can hate.
Hate all you want.
But keep it to yourself.
But don't kill. And don't maim either. I don't think that word gets used enough. No maiming.
Uh-huh.
All right. Enough with the maiming.
That's a racist statement, maiming.
You know what, though? I do think, like, the craziness of... Like, there's so many crazy, horrible things that are actually going on. You blowing your nose in the mic, notwithstanding.
I turned my back. Go ahead.
And then it's, like, the two polar opposites of, like, you know, people getting upset about the tiniest little thing. Like the outrage for the tiniest little thing, and then the outrage for like ISIS. It's almost like the tiny, like, you know, calling, you know, Caitlyn Jenner by the wrong pronoun is like they're not even, you know, there's more outrage for that.
Yeah,
than
didn't Billy
ISIS.
Burr say something, and it was like,
yeah, but then he actually was saying this. He was saying like, why is it so important? And people were like, you're awful. They kind of proved his point. But,
I saw him.
We should start equating.
I saw him at the improv the other night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was he lovely to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Billy go way back.
Yeah, no, I liked Billy's comedy. I was just saying, though, that, like, we should start equating outrage, with stupidity. So if somebody's, like, being outraged, we should just, like, write them off as dumb. Like, we should just shame them. Do you know what I mean?
Everybody needs a platform, or they need something to believe in, or else they feel empty. Like they have to have, like celebrities have to have a charity, even if they don't believe in it, because they're celebrities. Oh, my charity or my, you know, my cause.
There's too much free time? You think it's just a product of too much free time?
They have,
like in the olden days, they just worked from sunup to sundown, and they didn't have
time.
They
have a lot of guilt, so they have to have something that they feel they are giving back to, and if they're doing it out of guilt or out of publicity, it's disgusting. If they truly believe in what they're, not only so, just people in general, if you believe that making that donation or helping out is really how you feel, then it's great. But if you're doing it for a motive, then, you know, I mean, you're still helping, but if there's a motive behind it, it's kind of creepy.
Right.
You know, like, to me, I think the best charity is St. Jude's. I think that's the best. In my opinion, I think they're the most legitimate, in my opinion. And
why do you keep saying in my opinion? Like you're scared you're going to get sued? But
no, it's just my opinion. Because I don't know.
I know it's your opinion.
I didn't do any research, so I don't know.
That's a given, yeah.
So, and then when you're helping, I don't know how we got into my charities, but yes, outrage. And it's only like one person can start the whole outrage because of the internet. Write some blog, this and that, and then people, all these bandwagon douchebags get on board, you know, mm-hmm. that didn't even see or hear or even know really what happened. They're just mm-hmm. going by that dumb blog. And I fucking hate them. I don't like them.
Well, they're dumb.
They're dumb. They're followers.
People who are outraged are dumb. They don't see all the nuances of actual complicated life. They're just dumb, and I feel bad for them. I feel bad for stupid people that are dumb.
Yeah. There was a guy last night in my audience. He just sat there, did not laugh once. And I said to him, I go, why would you sit throughout this if you hate it?
What do you say?
Nothing. He didn't even I go, if you hate it, like I would never, if I was watching a movie
maybe
and
he was in a coma.
And I hated it. I put him in a coma.
No, you don't. That's not true. You watch movies to the end, even if they're terrible. You're like, it'll get better. Maybe that's what that guy was doing. He's sitting there and he's like, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And it doesn't get better, which is what you do all the time.
That's not true.
Yes. I say, let's bail on this. No, you will not bail on it. I don't think you should go to Boston.
Why? Because I have a runny nose. I have one every morning. I wake up. Oh, I don't think you should go to the market.
To the market?
Yeah.
You know, I have sets this weekend. You could have used that.
You have.
No, but thank you, though, for really.
But then I would have been saying the same thing you said. So it would have been stupid. But
No, you instead went for the most like housewifey thing. Well, you better not sweep today. It looks like you're getting a cold.
I feel like eating your pussy.
Well, not with that runny noggin. Disgusting.
Mucus dripping down your fucking box.
Oh, so gross. Please.
That's the name of that's a good name for a band. Mucus on your box.
No, it's not. It's not. No, why would you think that was a good name for a band?
I just like it. Mucus on your box. Oh, are you guys going to see Mucus on your box?
What kind of music does Mucus on your box do?
You going to see Mucus on your box? All right. What's your opinion, since we're doing opinions now, on people?
How much time do we have left? How many more opinions do we have to get through?
Maybe two.
Okay.
People posting on Facebook about their dogs. And like, look at my kid. Like, they don't have kids, which is okay. But
You're just talking about people in general that take their dogs too seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love animals. I grew up on a farm, so, you know,
that doesn't
I
mean
get
you
it.
Love animals. So you could hate animals from growing up on a farm.
I have a healthy respect for the cycle of life.
You could be disgusted by animals because of the crap you had to deal with.
No, listen, I love dogs. My best friends are dogs. No, I was trying to make it's a man's best friend.
That fell flat.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out a way to make it work.
When you go to the market today, work on that
one. I'm going to think about it as I'm picking out the best tomato for our dinners. I love your pets. I think that's a good thing. I don't know what to tell you. I think I'm not gonna go. I'm a vegetarian.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
So yeah, I'm down. I'm down with loving your pets.
Yeah.
I do think, I just think everybody takes everything to, not everybody,
but
obviously, but like the extreme of like even like having like all organic anything for your kid or for your pet is.
Well, there's a Carol Leifer. I saw a post from her.
Well, if you're a female comic at some point, I'm almost at that age where I'm going to have to take on some animal charity. No, it's just, you have to do it.
But I saw Carol Leifer post, I think she was in Vietnam or somewhere. She goes, oh, look at all these sad dogs that are homeless. And I, how about, there's more kids out there in the streets starving.
I know.
Look at these, you know, sad dogs that haven't eaten. And all you, then all you could do is bring them cornflakes from your hotel. No, you could bring them more than cornflakes.
Right.
Okay? And but
Carol, you're doing pretty well. You could buy them something if maybe, you really cared.
Yeah, maybe a doggy bone or something, some corn fucking flakes.
Yeah.
And you know, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with being, like, I think those hunters are gross to, you know, kill those fucking big animals and lay next to them.
Ew, just, gross.
You know what they were doing?
And they I don't understand, people got arrested. Yeah.
They were pulling over when they saw deer on the side of the road, and they would just shoot them. Like, they were hunting, like, if they were driving hunters, if they saw deer, boom.
But, yeah, because, like, hunting, the sport of hunting is actually tracking.
Yeah, so if you did it with a camera, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, when my dad did it, he was actually, we would eat it.
Yeah,
but there's different. But I'm just saying, like, but.
What kind of hunting could you do in Canada?
What? Are you kidding me?
What are you going to get?
Really?
What did you hunt? What
do
did
you think,
hunt?
Like, it's almost all wilderness. What, I mean, what wouldn't you get? What do you want to hunt?
What did you eat? What did he catch that you ate?
Deer?
You never had deer. Venison,
yeah.
Called venison.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Deer.
And deer liver is delicious. One of my favorite things. Deer liver.
People don't eat deer liver.
Yes, they do.
No, they
yes,
eat deer.
Yes, they do.
That's disgusting. What else did he catch that you guys ate?
Raccoon.
No, get the fuck out of here.
No, my dad never. I mean, I think he shot a bear once, but that was just because it was a menace.
That's because of what?
It was a menace on our farm. But I don't.
What do you do? He keep up at night yelling.
Yeah,
McFarland.
Hey.
McFarland.
Yeah, it was like
throwing parties and bear parties and stuff.
It's really irritating.
And who's out there playing that loud music? A goddamn bear.
Grizzly.
He killed a bear. What did he do with it? Did he mount it?
I don't remember. No. I'm sure. I don't know.
No, I mean bend it over a table.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, yeah. No, no. It was, when I say bear, I'm talking about hairy gay dude. You know that, right?
So, what were you saying before that about hunting?
I mean, I just think, like, the actual, like, the weird, like, just killing animals for the sake of killing animals is a weird, I don't understand it. I do understand hunting. I do understand, like, enjoying, like.
What, people that sit in a treehouse and camouflage?
Yes.
That's not hunting. They're sitting up there. They're snipers, basically. Animal snipers.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They're not.
Well, no. There's, like, no, you track an animal, and sometimes you have to go really, really slowly, and there's, like, a whole thing to it.
Do you never seen those tree?
I don't
things?
Know. I don't know that kind of hunting. I only know what I did with my dad. That's
okay,
all I know.
Let me explain what.
And
it is.
And let me just say this though: it's the same as like fishing. There's something very calming and wonderful about fishing. You're still just killing a animal.
Okay.
If you want to call fish that.
Do you want to want me to tell you what they do? Some hunters.
And also the throwing fish back, I always felt was like a weird.
Yeah, because now they have a fucking
lip.
Yeah,
it's like we just torture them. We don't kill them. We just torture them. Doesn't seem that humane.
It's like fucking shooting a deer and then throwing a fucking gauze to him. Well, maybe not, but.
It's not the same at all.
Hunters.
Be like hitting a deer over the head and then just letting it go after.
Hunters get camouflaged. All this camouflage,
mm-hmm.
And they build like these tree houses. They have you can
the
buy
stands.
Them,
yeah.
And they sit there and wait. That's not really hunting. That's just waiting for somebody to come on your property. That's like shooting a trespasser. You know, whoa, boom, get off my yeah. Look, deer mine is on. It's not even like the deer had a chance. Like, oh, I hear this guy creeping up on me, and the deer can run. That's not, but the deer's just my boom. You know, it's like pulling over on the side of the road and shooting one. It's just as gross.
I don't know that. What that's gross. And also, like, I mean, I guess if you needed that for food, it wouldn't bother me if you pulled over the side of the road and shot it.
They would do.
I mean,
that
animals
in Jersey.
Get killed. That's how you eat them.
First of all, if you're,
you know, what about a cow? What's the difference there?
No,
they just grow them.
No, hunters were in Jersey were pulling over on a parkway and shooting.
Okay,
deer.
But I'm asking you, what's if they eat that deer? What's the difference of them doing that and you going and getting some chicken or some beef? You know, it's like shooting a fish in a barrel. I mean, is that the phrase?
I don't think so.
Whatever. They're growing them and they're just like sitting. They're just
why
like
would you
slaughtering
shoot fish
them
in a barrel if you already have them in a barrel?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem. I don't know how that saying came about. It was probably from Shakespeare because he coined everything. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Okay, that's like throwing out a bunch of meat in your backyard, sitting on your window, waiting for a bunch of deer to come and eat the meat, and just blowing them away. What is that?
What is the difference between having cows out your backyard and then going and shooting one and eating it? What's the difference?
Well, what if you're not eating it? What if
well,
you're
that's
just
it.
Killing
that's
it?
The point. If you're not eating it, then it's all kind of just sadistic and horrible.
Yeah.
But you eat meat, so I'm just saying there's no
difference.
I don't
eat meat.
You don't eat chicken?
No. Chicken and
or turkey.
That's well, not meat.
Those are meats.
No.
Yes, it is.
Poultry.
Rich, stop.
Stop.
Stop splitting hairs. It's the same thing.
I don't eat rabbit. Get it?
Hair.
Stop splitting hair.
H-A-I-R on your head. H-A-R-E.
I barely eat fucking meat.
Whatever. No, that's not true. You eat meat all the time.
No. Chicken and turkey.
That is meat. Let's for the sake of this argument, it's meat.
Well, you eat fish.
Okay, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm not the one that's saying like it's wrong. I'm saying if they eat it, it's
wrong.
Fine.
It is wrong to pull over on the side of the road and blow a bunch of deer away. That's wrong.
If they eat them?
Yes, it's gross. Because if that's the case, you're not hunting.
It doesn't matter.
You're not hunting a chicken.
You're just killing it for food.
You're not killing it. Someone else is.
Oh, so it's okay if someone else kills it.
No.
So if they killed it and then sold it to you, the venison, if in fact you ate meat,
okay,
it would be fine. No, you're wrong on
this
one.
Hunters.
Why don't you just admit
that
you're wrong?
No, because they're supposedly hunters.
What?
They are supposed to be hunters.
Oh.
That's what I said. Supposed to be hunters.
Okay, they're not hunting. But if they're...
And they're driving and they're coming back from their hunting trip. Oh, look at this on the side of the road. Because New Jersey was sending up fake deer decoys and busting them for doing that.
How would they send out? What, they had some undercover deers working with them?
No, they had like
fake.
Man,
this is a tough job, but last deer that they had were using got killed. But, you know, I'm pretty quick, so How long have you been with the force? About 2 years now, so they started doing this program about 2.5 years ago. It was one of the first ones they used.
No, they would have fake
deer. D-E-E-R. Deer.
The buck stops here.
And deer. D-E-A-R.
Oh, that was one of the first horrible bits I wrote. I don't think I did on stage.
Don't. Can we be done? I'm irritated that you won't see my point that I'm right.
You're not right.
I can't believe I'm right and you're not even acknowledging it.
No, it's just gross.
If you're going to call them hunters, I agree. They're not hunters, but there's no difference.
How many of those hunters do you think that hunt throughout this country are doing it for food? They're not poor. They could easily buy food. So they're doing
it. But it doesn't matter if they're buying meat or whatever. It's still an animal that's dying to go in your gut. Okay? So it doesn't matter if they're poor. It really doesn't fucking matter if they eat that animal. It doesn't matter. That's a ridiculous argument. Because if they're going to eat meat, somebody's got to kill it. An animal's losing its life for you. Okay?
Oh, so
right or wrong. I'm not putting any moral
so that lady
thing on it. I'm just saying it doesn't matter to you if you call it a hunter or not or whatever.
So
they're
the
poor
lady,
or they're whatever.
The lady that killed a giraffe, if she eats meat, but not giraffe, is that okay?
No, it's not okay. Because she's just killing that animal for no reason.
Yeah. So same with some people are shooting deer for no reason.
Okay, fine. If that is the case, it's gross. As I pointed out before, if they're eating it, it's no different than you eating a chicken.
I don't mind if they shoot a tick off a deer, because ticks are deadly. I don't mind that. If they're that good and they can
Rich,
blow a tick right off
stop.
A deer. What do you think?
Just say you're right. Say it.
What, you think you're right? We're discussing, we're agreeing on the same thing, but I'm just saying hunters that don't eat, that just go out and hunt and then pull over on the side of the road and shoot deer.
I said many times, if they're just doing it to shoot the deer, that's gross. If they're eating the animal, it still might be gross. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying it's no different.
Yeah, because they don't sell venison in stores.
It doesn't matter, you dumbass. No. It doesn't matter if they sell it in a store or if they're the richest man in the world or, you know, it doesn't matter. An animal's an animal's an animal's an animal.
I'm tired. We're going to wrap this up. I got to drive to fucking Boston. I'm doing Laugh Boston tonight through Saturday. And you're
so
at
you're
the
not going to say
this-
it.
You're at the stand this weekend?
Friday and Saturday.
Then I'm at Laugh.
And then
Boston.
I'm at Governor's on Long Island. So get your tickets.
And next Saturday.
You want to see me do a full hour? Maybe 45 minutes? Maybe 40 on a Thursday? No, you should definitely come. It's going to be good shows.
Next Saturday.
18th, 19th of September.
That's great.
I got to put people in the seats. Or it's going to be too embarrassing.
Next Saturday, I'm at the Garden State Comedy Club in Flemington. You know, maybe I'll get a tattoo.
Stop acting like that's... Why do they call it that?
Huh?
The Garden State Comedy Club. It makes it sound so... It's a diner. It's the back of a diner.
No, it's a room.
It's a room in the back of a diner. I'm not
saying
I've
never been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good room.
Yeah, no,
that's
it's a
comedy
fun, it's
room.
A definitely a fun place to go see
well,
a comedian.
Comedy clubs
but
are in the back
to
of...
call it the Garden State Comedy Club makes it sound.
That's what it's
like,
called.
Like this. Like, don't be driving around looking for its own building. It's it's. If you see a diner and you're like, I don't know where this place is. It's that's it.
No, it's not. It's a different.
It's a banquet room.
It's a different
in the
entity than the diner.
It's in Sky's own entrance. Yeah, but you can get to the diner.
Quit picking
it. You can,
you're
what?
Fucking gross. You bite your nails and then wipe it and drop it. You're gross. That's gross. You talk about me blowing my nose. That's
I didn't say it was gross. I said don't do it into the mic.
It's a different entity, the diner and the comedy club.
But if you had to go to the bathroom or something, you'd have to go through the diner.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so you can pick up a pie on the way.
I'm just saying.
It's not a bad club.
I'm just saying that it might sound a little
look at
more fancy
angles.
Calling it the Gar. I mean, it's not even like, it's like saying the New Jersey State Comedy Club. Doesn't that sound like, whoa, I think the government might be involved. This is big time.
Well, here's the thing. If I don't have to get on a plane and I could drive 25 minutes to a gig.
No one's saying it's bad. You're such... Why?
Yes, it
why?
Is bad. It is bad. You think Billy Burr would do it? No. You think Bobby would do it?
Well, you're now just putting some weird thing on it. I'm just saying...
Money is money, baby.
It's funny to me that it's called the Garden State Comedy Club.
I like audiences. I like doing comedy.
Oh, my God. I got to go. I can't talk to you anymore. It's like a brick.
What? They got to give it a name. What would be the name? In the back of the diner comedy club?
Well, something a little more realistic.
Like what?
Backroom comedy. Even calling it a comedy club is too... You can't call it a comedy club.
Well, they
the back room. Why don't they just call it the back room? New Jersey State Comedy Theater. It's got like banquet tables.
No, it's got real tables. It's a good room. It's a good set.
No, if you want it, I would much prefer to see a comedian at one of those
rooms,
as I've always said, than in it's intimate and it's odd.
I might shoot my next special
and it'll
there.
Be most funny.
I might shoot my next special there.
I'm going to shoot it at the...
I'm going to call it Eggs Over Easy.
From the Garden State Comedy Club. It's, they last time I was there, they had a light that just from the back, like a, like with it, one that you could just buy at, you know, Best Buy or something, like
I had
on a stand, like the sharpest, hardest light facing right in my face.
When I was there, the guy that booked me stood on a table holding a flashlight on me.
Oh, and they gave people crayons.
They didn't give them crayons when I was there.
They gave them like those placemats and crayons that you could color. And one girl just literally colored and stuff. I thought she was autistic. I didn't want to say anything. She never looked up. I was like, having fun. Just drawing away.
Well, I'm at Laugh Boston this weekend, which is a major comedy club. And then
Oh my God. Major. Laugh Boston. That's also, see, I mean.
You got to see this place.
I mean, but it fits the name.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're done. We're over.
All right, folks.
That's Rich's pacemaker going off. Means we gotta cut this short. Thanks.
Whoa, you bye-bye. Can't do a comedy without a pacemaker joke.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.